感谢主，我们今天晚上呢一起来学习的道理是用不改变的信心。
Thank God that our title for tonight's encouragement is an ever never changing faith.
在这个末后的日子，灾难可以说是越来越多。
In the end times, we can see that all the calamities is getting more and more.
我们看到911的这个事件。
We can see the 9/11 event.
当时啊，纽约那边两个双子星的大楼倒塌了。
And we can see the Twin Tower collapsed.
可以说是死伤很多。
And there's a lot of casualties.
在当时呢，很多人在呼喊神啊，你在哪里啊？
And at that time, many people were calling out loud, where are you, Lord?
很多人平常都没去想到神。
And normally people don't think about God.
但是在那临到的时候呢，才开始想要造神了。
But when calamity comes, they would think of God.
甚至有人呢在问，到底神你是不是全能的？
Even some people ask whether God is almighty.
你为什么能够容许这个悲剧发生？
And why would you allow such a sad thing happened?
当然我们信主的人，有些人呢祷告不得垂听的时候，
And so when some people when they pray and they were not heard,
也一样的会怀疑到底神在不在。
They also doubt whether God is exists.
为什么我祷告那么久而神都没有垂听？
Why is that I haveprayed so long and God is not listening.
但是呢，我们若是真的对神有认识的话，
But if we truly know of God,
我们的信心是绝对不会改变。
Our faith will never change.
我们都知道凡事都有神的美意。
Because we know that whatever it is, it's the wonderful will of God.
所以这种永不改变的信心呢，
So if we have this never changing faith,
我们必须要 平常呢就要做好这个准备。
In order to have it, then we have our preparation normally.
要清楚认识我们所信的神。
We need to truly understand and comprehend the God that we believe.
那我们呢，今天要从启示录的第二章。
So tonight we would like to take the passage from Revelation.
启示录第二章，我们从第八节来查考到十二节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 8 to 12.
那个是一节了。
11。
好，第八节，你要写信给四美那教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说，在这里提到主耶稣借着约翰来写这封信。
So here, God through John wrote this letter.
是写给士美那的教会。
It is written to the church in Smyrna.
到底士美那教会发生了什么问题事情呢？
So what had happened in the church in Smyrna?
从第九节以后我们就知道了。
We can see from verse 9 and onward.
他们有患难，有贫穷。
They have tribulation and poverty.
在教会里面受到一些这些无知的人来批评毁谤。
And they were blasphemed by those other people.
那么在这个社会上呢，受到罗马政府的逼迫。
And in the society, they were oppressed by the Roman government.
所以在他们的生活当中有很多的苦难。
So in their daily lives, they have suffered quite a lot.
但是这个教会呢，我们看起来这个教会是蛮有信心的。
But we can see this church is full of love.
所以主耶稣呢，在这里用正面来勉励他们。
So God has used a positive way to encourage them.
我们看到第八节这里所说的。
We can see in verse 8.
说那首先的、末后的、死过又活的。
That the first and last who was dead and came to life.
这一段圣经告诉我们什么呢？
What does this mean here?
我们的这位主啊，他是生命的主。
That the Lord is a living Lord, a Lord of life.
一开始主耶稣就说，
Because in the beginning Jesus said,
他是首先的，
He is the first,
是末后的，
He is the last.
我们知道这个世界的开始是从主耶稣开始了。
And we know that the world starts with Jesus.
他是这个天上的神。
He is the God in heaven.
他创造万物。
He created everything.
世界的结束呢？
And when is the end of?
也在主耶稣的计划里面。
end of world is also in the plan of God.
整个世界的命运
so the fortune of the whole world
都在主的这手中
will be in the hand of God.
对一个国家的命运来讲
and the fortune of a nation
也是一样
it's the same.
历史上的大国历史上有很多的大的国家
oh, there are a lot of great nations in the world.
比如说亚述啦
in the history, Assyria,
巴比伦啦
Babylon.
这都是强大的国家。
All these are great nations.
当他们还没兴起的时候
when before they have come up,
啊，神就借着先知来预言了。
And God already had the prophets prophesy.
预言他们的兴起，也预言到他们的没落。
And it's prophesying the raising of the country and also the destruction.
所以我们可以知道，一个那么大的国家。他的命运也在主的手中。
So even all those great nations, all their fortune is under the control of God.
缩小我们缩小范围来看。
So if we look at this,
我们个人的命运。
Oh, when we look back to our own life,
啊，也是在神的手中。
Our lives is in the hands of God.
啊，比如说这个约瑟。
For example, Joseph.
他在十几岁的时候。
When he was still in his teenage.
神就给他做异梦了。
God gave him dreams.
梦到啊，这个太阳、月亮跟星星来向他下拜。
That the sun and the moon and stars were bowing unto him.
啊，当然从神来的异梦啊，个人他当然会知道的，什么意思
？If it's a vision dream from God, then the person will know.
他把这些事情讲给他。父母听的时候
and when he told this to his parents,
啊，父母认为说啊，这个孩子哈，啊，讲什么话
？So they thought that he is being nonsense.
难道做父母要向他下拜吗？
Would the parents even bow down to him？
那他们兄弟呢？听了以后非常生气。
And also the older brothers also were angry at this.
我这个弟弟那么狂傲。
This little brother so arrogant
啊，我们要向他下拜。
That we have to bow down to him.
后来就把他出卖了。
So they sold him out.
结果这个约瑟的这个命运就开始这个遇到了困难了。
So Joseph's life has encountered affliction,
他还没有到被卖到埃及。
He was sold to Egypt.
啊，当奴隶。
Became slave.
在这个时候。
And at this time,
我们从圣经可以看到
we can see from the scripture,
这个约瑟啊对神的信心没有改变
the faith of Joseph towards God has never changed
结果主人看他、啊、非常的聪明
and when his master saw him as very smart
有神跟他同在
that God is with him、
哎、所以呢主人就把他提拔成为管家
so the master uplifted him into a housekeeper
但是好景不长啊
But that doesn't last long.
结果呢，主人的太太想要跟他作恶。
And the wife of the master wanted to
commit
sin with him, and he rejected.
结果被陷害下监牢。
And he was then being accused and went into prison.
他这个命运越来越坏。
So his life, his fate seems to be getting worse.
但是我们看他的信心还是不改变。
But his faith has never changed.
他没有埋怨神了。
He did not murmur against God.
所以神让他在这个监牢里头，竟然能够为两个官长解梦。
So then God made him able to interpret dreams for two officials.
所有解梦哎都应验了。
And the dream the interpretation came true.
也因为这样的一个机会。
And because of this chance.
结果被推荐到。啊，法老面前替他解梦。
So he was then suggested to interpret for the Pharaoh.
哎，就解了梦以后，法老非常高兴。
So after the interpretation, Pharaoh was happy.
看出这个年轻人真的身上有神的灵啊。
So he was able to see that God was with this young man.
结果他从监牢里头这一翻身变成宰相了。
So then he, as a prisoner, he became a prime minister.
他处理了七个丰年，然后。接着要处理七个饥荒
，and he managed seven years of abundance and then 7 years of famine，
就很奇妙。
And then miraculously，
当饥荒的时候
，when during the famine，
啊，他的 兄弟来买粮食。
And the, his brothers came to buy supplies.
才认出说，哎呀，这是我的弟弟啊。
And then they only realized that this is our brother.
他们在担心说，我的弟弟会不会来杀害我们。
And they were worried that whether this brother will kill them.
耶稣呢，怎么说呢？
So what did Joseph say?
我们看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪的五十章。
Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章。
Genesis 50.
我们请看第十九节。
Verse 19.
五十章第十九节。
50 verse 19.
耶稣对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”二十节。
20.
从前你们的意识要害我，要害我，但神的意识原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。二十一节，现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人、孩子。于是耶稣用亲爱的话安慰他们。从耶稣的这段话里头，
so from this sayings of Joseph,
我们看出他是一个敬畏神的人。
We can see that he is a God-fearing person.
他也明白原来神的意思是好的。
And he understood that God meant for good.
他说你们过去是想要害我。
And he said that previously you wanted to harm me.
结果成全了神的美意。
But it has fulfilled the goodness of God.
为了要来保全今天我们许多人的性命。
So as to save many people alive today.
所以一个敬畏神的人。
So as a God-fearing person.
其实他的人生有很多的波折。
Even though their life can have a lot of afflictions.
那么他是绝对对神不会怀疑的。
But they would never doubt God.
这个就是永不改变的信心。
This is the never changing faith.
所以我们从耶稣的例子可以了解。
So from the example of Joseph,
我们若是敬畏神
we understand that if we fear God,
我们要相信。
We have to believe it.
神给我们规划的人生是最美好的。
We have to believe that God has arranged the best for us.
虽然过程有所曲折。
Even though during the process it can be ups and downs,
不会做错事情的。
But God will never make mistakes.
这个是我们对于神要有这样的认识。
This is something that we have to comprehend.
他是我们生命的主。
That He is the Lord of life.
因此我们在生活当中要懂得来求神指引我们前面的路。
So in our daily lives, we must ask the Lord to guide our path. Before us.
因为神说指引的一定是最好的。
Because God says that is the best for us.
我们有一位那个传道娘。
We have a wife of a preacher.
她想要去探望她的孩子。
She wanted to go and visit her children.
她必须要搭飞机到另外一个岛。
And she needed to take the plane to another island.
那么。他要出门的时候
，When she was about to leave，
一定是先祷告了。
So she would pray first。
祷告完了以后
，After the prayer，
准备出门了。
When she was to leave the house，
突然之间
，And suddenly，
他的孩子打电话过来
，The kids phoned her，
跟他讲说：“妈妈，你不要那么早来。
”So they told her not to come so early。
这边天气很热
，The weather is very hot。
因为我又不能提早下班。
And I cannot go home early from work.
所以呢，你最好把班机改成下一班。
So you better change your flight to the next flight.
他妈妈就听孩子的建议，真的把班机改掉了。
So the mom actually listened to the children and changed her flight.
事后才发现。
And then afterwards she realized.
原来他搭的那个要搭的那个班机啊。
The original flight.
最好了。掉在海里面的
，actually had an accident and fell into the sea。
所以任何人都不了，没办法去预测说几分钟之后会发生什么事情。
So we never know what will happen the next minute。
只有神知道。
Only God knows。
所以有时候神会调整我们的脚步。
So God will arrange our footsteps。
所以说我们在每天的生活当中
So in our daily lives。
要早上起床就要祷告。
When we wake up in the morning, we will pray.
把今天要做的事情呢，交托主耶稣。
And we need to offer up our daily schedule to God.
我们知道这个人的计划呢，赶不上环境的变化。
And our own plan can never catch up with the change in environment.
人也没办法预测, 啊, 未来的事情。
And we can never predict what will happen in the future.
所以每天的祷告的确是非常重要。
So our daily prayer is very important. 啊,
所以我们可以了解我们的主就生命的主啊。
So we can understand that our Lord is the Lord of life.
啊, 在启示录第二章这里又说,
So in Revelation chapter 2, it also says,
第二章 第八节的后半句啊,
And verse 8, the latter part.
这里说我们的主他自己介绍说他是死过又活的主。
And the Lord actually said that he is one who was dead and came to life.
人死了以后又活过来。
And he died and then he came alive.
根本是不可能的事情。
That is not possible.
但是这个是正是要彰显我们的神啊，是全能的神啊。
But that is to manifest that our God is an almighty God.
所以保罗在传福音的时候,
So when Paul was preaching,
他常常这样的来提醒大家,
he always reminded everyone,
我们所信的主已经复活了,
Our Lord has already resurrected.
你们为什么不肯相信呢?
How can you not believe in it?
这么重要的事情,
This is such an important
你们竟然信不了,
thing. You cannot believe it.
我们看到现在的社会,
And we can see this society today.
科技发达,
the technology is
人的问题也越来越多,
advancing. And the problems of humans is getting more and more.
压力越大,
and the stress is more.
忧郁症的人越来越多了,
people have more depression.
人为什么会忧郁呢?
And why would people get depression?
遇到问题没有人帮他解答,
because they could not solve their problems.
所以就被问题 所困住了,
so they were bound by their problems.
所以才会有很多的忧郁症,
That's why there are a lot of depressions.
那今天我们已经信主了,
But today we have believed in God.
假如我们认识耶稣是复活的主,
If we believe that God is a living God,
就不可能会有忧郁症的,
Then we will not have depression.
但是有些人就是没有这个信心,
But some people do not have such faith.
比如说以色列的王啊,
For example, the Israelite king,
收到了亚兰王的一封信,
when he received a letter from the Aram king,
说要这个王呢, 来医治他们元帅的大麻风,
and that they wanted to have someone to heal the general of the leprosy.
这个王收到这个信以后,
When the king received this letter,
我们看到他非常的生气,
He was very angry.
圣经说他生气到衣服都撕破了,
He was so angry that he tore open his
他说,
robe.
难道我是神吗?
So he said that, Am I God?
我能够叫人死叫人活吗?
Am I able to resurrect a person?
非常的生气,
so he was very furious.
我想他可能大概好几天都睡不着了。
So I believe that he could not sleep for a few days.
就在这个时候啊,
But at this time,
以利沙派人跟王讲,
And Elisha sent someone to the king.
这个问题就交给我来处理。
This case you can give it to me.
让亚兰王知道以色列有先知了。
And so that the king understand that there's a prophet in Israel.
所以伊丽莎是相当的有信心。
So Elisha has faith.
结果呢, 靠着神的能力啊,
And by the power of God,
让这个元帅的大麻风得到医治。
This general's leprosy was cured.
没有信心的整天就是生气。
So the one that is without faith, they can only get angry.
睡不着。
Cannot get sleep.
有信心的人,
And those who have faith,
就过得非常轻松了,
They can relax and live their life.
还有什么会难倒他呢?
What can be hard for them?
所以说我们在生活当中啊,
So in our daily lives,
我们真的要培养这个信心,
We need to nurture this faith.
再大的难题啊,
And whatever it is,
神都能够解决的,
How hard it is, then God can solve.
在几年前,
And a few years ago,
我姐姐啊，有一天来跟我讲,
My older sister told me one day,
她说她想要离婚了,
She actually wanted to have a divorce.
因为我的姐夫是没有信主的。
Because my brother-in-law was not a believer.
逼迫了三十几年了,
And he oppressed her for 30 some years.
啊, 那么孩子都长大了, 都成家了,
even the children has all grown up and got married.
啊, 他不想再忍受这种的逼迫。
So my sister would not want to endure the oppression anymore.
所以他说要离婚了。
So she wanted to have a divorce.
我跟我姐姐讲说不可以的。
So I told her no.
我们教会是不允许离婚的。
Our church do not allow divorce.
那我姐姐说, 那我要怎么办? 难道还要受苦吗?
So my sister told me, would I have to endure any longer?
啊, 我就跟我姐姐讲,
so I told her,
说圣经里头啊, 有一位, 啊, 逼迫基督徒非常厉害的这个保罗,
in the Bible, there is a Paul that who has oppressed the Christians very much.
但是主耶稣可以在一天之间马上改变他,
but God is able to change him in one day.
所以我们要祷告。
So we need to pray.
主无所不能。
God is almighty.
我姐姐接受了我这个建议。
So my sister accepted my advice.
好啊, 那我们就再来祷告, 求告神。
So she said, okay, let's pray more.
所以我们就为这样的事情祷告。
So we pray about this.
哎, 不久之后啊,
not long after,
哎, 神真的开路啊。
God really opened up the way.
有一天我的姐夫啊, 重病, 送到医院去了。
One day, my brother-in-law got very sick and was hospitalized.
真的想不到那些福音人员啊, 到医院去发传单。
And then at the same time, our gospel team went to preach in the hospital.
他们不认识我的姐夫。
They did not know him.
他们也不知道我的姐夫非常反对信耶稣的。
They also did not know he opposes Christians, Christianity.
可是那一次呢, 我的姐夫竟然接受人家给他 花的传单,
but at that time, he actually accepted the gospel.
啊, 那些福音人员说, 啊, 晚上啊,
and then the team told him that we have an evangelical service at the hospital that night.
我的姐夫就真的参加了,
and miraculously, he attended.
第一次参加教会的这个聚会,
it's the first time he attended our church service.
布道会最后一次就是 祷告求神,
and of course, at the end of the service, there's a prayer for the Holy Spirit.
所以说更奇妙就是一祷告,
and even more miraculously, when he prayed, he received the Holy Spirit.
哇, 我姐姐非常高兴,
so my sister was so happy.
就打电话跟我讲,
and she told me,
哇, 你姐夫受圣灵了,
and my brother-in-law got
我的反应是难以置信,
received the Holy Spirit, and even I can't believe it.
所以我赶快打电话到那个地方去问传道,
so I called the preacher over there.
我的姐夫真的受圣灵吗?
And that is my brother-in-law truly received the Holy Spirit?
他说确实是受圣灵啊,
yes, he indeed.
哇, 当然我也很高兴啊,
so I was also very happy.
就赶快赶到医院去啊,
and I went straight to the hospital.
跟我姐夫谈道理谈耶稣的时候,
and then when I was discussing about Jesus with him,
可以跟我谈啊,
he now can discuss with
哇,
me.
以前都会对我生气啊,
previously he was 啊, not happy.
啊, 不跟我谈。
He did not want to discuss this.
后来呢,
with
我姐夫就慕道半年了,
and then after that, he truth seek for about half a year.
半年之后, 负责人问他说, 你要受洗吗?
And then the church council members asked him if he wants to be baptized.
他说, 要啊, 要受洗啊,
he said, yes, I want to.
那受洗啊, 全部偶像除掉,
and then they said, you must destroy all the idols before you get baptized.
当然要除掉啊,
yes, he accepted
那次我也去帮我姐夫除偶像,
and also at that time I helped to remove all the idols.
偶像真的太多了,
there are so many idols.
啊, 甚至有一支宝剑啊, 都把它丢掉了,
even there's a precious sword, they have to throw it away.
姐夫受洗之后,
and after he got
baptized,
and he would come every Sabbath to church for service.
我的外甥啊, 我有四个外甥,
and I have four nephews.
他们也觉得说爸爸怎么会去信耶稣呢?
Even they were unable to believe, how can father believe?
以前他们要来教会, 爸爸都阻挡说不可以去教会。
Even the father always opposed or obstruct them from coming to church.
所以爸爸信耶稣了,
so now the father has believed.
啊, 那个, 我姐的大儿子啊, 就来教会慕道了。
And the eldest son of my sister now came to also truth seek.
他受圣灵受洗了,
and also receive the Holy Spirit and be baptized.
啊，后来第三的那个儿子啊。
And the third son.
啊，在两年前啊。
Two years ago.
也来慕道，又受圣灵。
Also true seek and then got the Holy Spirit.
又受洗了。
And also baptized.
现在剩下两个儿子还没信。
So there are two more sons that have not believed.
这也是我们现在祷告的时候努力的目标。
This is something that we need to put effort into.
所以我在教会常常听到一些姐妹说：“哎呀，我的丈夫要信主，不可能了，不可能。”
So I always heard a sister saying, "If you want my husband to believe, that's not possible."
对，在人来看是不可能的。
So it is.Impossible in men.
但是我们不要忘记,
but don't forget.
这里告诉我们,
here it tells us.
主耶稣是死过又活的,
the Lord Jesus has died and came to life.
对于主耶稣来讲, 有什么不可能的呢?
So what is there impossible for the Lord?
所以我们家人都是还没信主的,
so if our household members have not believed,
真的是要努力祷告,
then we just need to.Work in a prayer.
主一定会替我们开路的。
God will open up a way.
第九节之后
verse 9 and onwards.
我们看到我们的主呢，他是恩典的主啊。
The Lord is a Lord of grace.
第九节说，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦议会的人。这个地方告诉我们
，Here it tells us.
我知道你的患难。
I know of your tribulation.
我们在布道会的时候
during our evangelical service,
常常强调
we always emphasize
信耶稣有平安
on believing Jesus and you will receive peace
信耶稣有福气
that you will receive blessings if you believe
一般都会听到这几个重点
that's what we normally hear during evangelical service
信耶稣也有患难
but believing Jesus there's also tribulation
可能有很多人就忽略了
And a lot of people ignore this.
现在看到说，哎，他们怎么有患难呢？
How can Christians also have tribulation?
信耶稣有患难。
If we believe and we have tribulation,
为什么信耶稣会有患难呢？
Why is it that if we believe we have that?
难道主耶稣不会看顾他们吗？
Will Jesus not take care of us?
在耶利米书的十一章。
In Jeremiah chapter 11.
耶利米书十一章，那个二十九章。
Jeremiah 29,
二十九章的十一节
，verse 11。
二十九章十一节
，29:11。
耶和华说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。”这一节让我们明白，我们的神呐、是赐平安的神，没有错。
Here we need to understand that God has given us peace.
他向我们怀的意念是平安的意念
He has the thought of peace for us
不是降灾祸的意念
Not the thoughts for calamity
这个道理很简单
This is very simple
像我们孩子守道理很乖的时候
When our children are very good
没有一个做父母的时候拿棍子去打孩子
There would not be any parents would go and beat them up.
除非孩子不乖的时候
unless they are not.
才需要管教。
Then they need to be disciplined.
其实我们的神就是这样子。
This is what our God is like.
他是向我们怀的是平安的意念。
He has the thought of peace for us.
有一位杨弟兄啊。
There's a brother Yang.
他太太生了一个小女孩。
The wife had a girl.
一出生孩子病了。
But after she was born, she got sick.
不能够那个喝奶。
She would not drink milk.
整天一直哭，一直哭啊。
And keep crying.
医生医也医不好。
And even the doctor had no way to heal her.
这么小的孩子。
So such a young girl.
不能吃喝。
She cannot eat or drink.
不到一个礼拜，快要死掉了。
And after a week, she almost died.
幸好这杨弟兄很有信心。
Fortunately, this young brother Yang, full of faith,
为孩子一直祷告。
He kept praying for the girl, the daughter.
没有什么功用。
But it seems like there's no use.
所以孩子快要死了。
When the daughter almost died,
他打电话给传道人。
He called the preacher.
说我的孩子快死了。
And told him my girl almost died.
教会可以赶快帮我的孩子做特别洗礼。
So would the church arrange for a special baptism for her.
传道跟负责就赶快就过去了。
So the church council member and preacher rushed there.
在深夜的时候就为孩子施洗。
In the middle of the night, they baptized her.
但是很奇妙。
And very miraculously.
洗礼一起来以后。
After the baptism,
很奇妙，孩子不哭闹了。
When the baby came out of the water, she would not cry anymore.
孩子竟然病好了。
And her sickness was healed.
我们都知道洗礼是为了赦罪。
We know that baptism is for the remission of sin.
但想不到洗礼起来病好了。
But that now that the after the baptism, her sickness was healed.
所以这个是神特别的恩典啊。
This is a special grace of God.
哇，这个造就杨弟兄一家人了。
And it truly built up the faith of
the whole family. 所以他这个女儿呢，也已经三十几岁了。
And the wife is already 30-some years old.
已经活得很健康。
The girl is now 30-some years old and very healthy.
啊，所以从这里就让我们明白。
So here we can understand.
有时候患难是造就我们的信心。
The tribulation is to edify our faith.
但是有时候患难，主耶稣未必马上把你拿掉。
But sometimes Jesus may not take away the tribulation immediately.
就好像保罗一样啊。
Just like Paul.
保罗身上那一根刺。
The thorn in the body of Paul.
哎，主耶稣就是不要把它拿掉。
Lord Jesus did not want to take it away.
要来造就他。
Because it is to edify him.
让他在侍奉的时候能够谦卑。
It is to make him be humble when he serves.
不要因为能力太大就骄傲了。
So that he would not become arrogant.
所以保罗知道了。
So Paul knows.
保罗说：“哎呀，主的恩典够我用了。”
Paul said that the Lord's grace is sufficient for me.
当我在软弱、在患难的时候
，When I'm weak and in tribulation,
主的恩典就护庇我。
And the Lord's grace is protecting me.
我们有一个陈弟兄
，And we have a brother Chen.
哦，他做那个养鱼的工作。
And he has a fish farm.
哎，那么到了有一年的夏天呢、啊，大概六月份的时候
，And one time during summer around June.
哇，天气太热了。
The weather was too hot.
结果他那个鱼温里面的。有一些鱼就浮上了死掉了。
So some of his fish actually died.
那这个陈弟兄赶快把剩下那边还没死的赶快捞起来。
So this brother quickly take out all the ones that have not died.
拿去卖了。
And sell them.
那外邦人就笑他了。
So the Gentiles laughed mock at him.
你信耶稣的，你看鱼都会死掉，我们不会死掉啊。
So they laughed at him and say, "Hey, how come you're a Christian and your fish died?"
你信耶稣有什么用？
What is the use of believing in God?
这个陈弟兄的心非常的坚定。
So, but this brother Chen has steadfast faith.
不受影响。
He was not bothered by it.
他知道患难都有神的美意啊。
He knows that all this tribulation is the beautiful God will of God.
经过三个礼拜之后。
Three weeks after.
很奇妙。
Very miraculously.
有一个很大的台风过来了。
There's a great typhoon.
结果海里的水倒灌进来。
And the sea water came into the fish farm.
那所有的养鱼的那些鱼温啊，那个鱼都被海水冲走了。
And all the fish in the fish farm of all the fish farm was being washed away.
所以后来大家才发现，哎呀，还是信耶稣的好啊。
So later on, the other people realized that.
至少还有一些鱼可以拿去卖。
The believers of Christ is actually better because he actually sold some of them.
我们的鱼都被冲走了。
Our fish are all gone.
所以有时候患难临到，我们不要怀疑。
So sometimes when tribulation comes, we should not doubt.
主耶稣绝对不会亏待我们。
Lord Jesus would not have something bad happen to us.
我们看这第九节啊。
Let's read verse 9.
这里又提到说，你的贫，我知道你的贫穷，你却是富足的。
And I know of your poverty, but you are rich.
外在贫穷，内心富足。
They are poor outwardly, but they are rich inside.
内心什么富足呢？
How are they rich within?
Because
they have faith.
外在虽然贫穷,
even though they are poor,
内在有信心。
But within they are full of faith.
主耶稣就是给我们一个很好的榜样。
This is a good example by Lord Jesus.
他在世上的时候，连换个枕头地方都没有。
Because when he was on the earth, he did not even have a place to rest his head.
你看主耶稣多穷啊！
That's how poor Jesus is.
要缴税的时候没有钱啊。
And he did not have money to pay the tax.
他告诉门徒，你去钓个鱼，鱼的嘴巴里面有一块银子，你就可以缴税了。
He told the disciples to go fish, and then the coin from the mouth of the fish can be used to pay for tax.
主耶稣他有这样的信心。
But Jesus has the faith.
虽然是过着贫穷的生活。
Even though he lived in poverty.
这个贫穷没有难倒他。
It has not made him worried.
所以我们在生活当中啊。
So in our daily life.
我们就是效法主耶稣。
We need to emulate Jesus.
我们有一位这个原住民啊。
We have an aboriginal member.
一个张弟兄。
Brother Chang.
他是一个教会的负责人、啊、
He is a council member.
啊，那他们是种水果的。
And they grow fruits.
啊，水果还没收成呢、啊，他们要去打工，要去赚钱。
And before the fruits were being harvested, they need to go and work.
可是那段时间呢、啊，社会上很不景气。
But at the time, the economy was not very good.
啊，他找不到工作啊。
They could not find a job.
眼看着那些积蓄的钱快用花光了。
So they see that their savings is about to be used up.
很紧张，就祷告了，跟主耶稣讲。
So they were anxious and they prayed and asked Jesus.
主耶稣怎么办？我钱快用光了。
So they asked Lord Jesus, "What are we going to do?"
你让我看看哪个地方可以找到工作啊。
So please help us to find a job.
在祷告的时候
so during the prayer,
这个圣灵感动他
the Holy Spirit moved him,
他说你就到山上去找野生的东西去卖嘛
and you should go up to the mountain to hunt for some animals and sell them.
有这样的一个启示、哦、
so there's some revelation.
他就跟他太太就到山上去找野生的东西、啊、
so he and his wife went up to find some wild animals.
结果走了一整天找不到东西、啊、
But for a whole day, they could not find anything.
奇怪，圣灵启示应该是对嘛、哦、
So he was puzzled that this is supposed to be the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以他们夫妻又跪下祷告。
So they pray one more time.
说主啊，我们怎么都找不到、啊、
？So they ask God, how come we cannot find any?
圣灵又给他一个感动。
The Holy Spirit moved them again.
他说你走平坦的路，人家找到。找光了。
So if you go on the straight path, of course it's all gone, being hunted by others.
你要走那些陡峭的路啊。
You have to go on the cliffs.
哇，他这想通了。
So now they understood.
陡峭的路不好走。
Because those roads are not good to trot on.
夫妻就一起又去找了。
So they go look one more time.
结果找到了。
Then they found.
很珍贵的那个所谓的灵芝啊。
And they found the 灵芝 very precious.
以前灵芝还不是受保护的。
And at that time, the 灵芝 was not being protected yet.
结果呢，卖到那个台币18万。
So they sold it for NT 180,000.
哦，所以这个。一下就解决他的问题。
So this has totally solved all their problems.
所以我们信主的人呢、啊，主耶稣怎么解决我们问题？主耶稣自然有他的方法。
So if believe in Jesus, we will God will help us to solve our problems.
所以外在贫穷，内在富足啊。
So if we are in poverty but rich within,
还有活的路可以走。
Then we still have the path to trot on.
但是外在富足，内在贫穷的那糟糕了。
But if we are rich on the outside and within we are poor, then that is bad.
现在社会上大多数人是外在富足，内在贫穷。
And this is what is true for a lot of people in this world today.
在台湾有一个很有钱的人。
And there was a very rich man in Taiwan.
哦，那财产是几亿的财产。
So he was like a trillion, billionaire.
哎， 那有一天呢、啊，报纸登出来了。
So one day in the newspaper，
把他那个别墅花园啊都照出来。
So all the his mansion was on the news。
但是那则消息是一个悲剧。
But it was a bad news。
里面是这样写。
It is a sad news. It's written。
他们这一家人呢、啊，这个做账务的把他的杀掉了。
So in the news it said that the husband killed the wife.
然后呢，在花园里那个别墅里面弄了一个烧尸体的焚化炉。
And then he had a furnace to burn the dead body.
然后还有两个孩子找不到了。
And the two children were not found.
一般猜测说也一样被他杀了。
And people think that he also killed them.
然后自己在自杀。
And then he committed suicide.
为了什么呢？
What was that for?
报纸认真读一读啊。
If you really read the news,
竟然只是家务事不和睦。
It was only because they had some disagreement.
解决不了。
And they could not solve it.
就下了这个毒手。
So then he made that decision.
全家人都死掉了。
So the whole family died.
那么多的钱归给谁呢？
All the money, where would they go?
所以那我们可以了解，真的，现在的人啊，很富有。
So we can realize that today a lot of people are rich.
但是没有认识神啊。
But they do not know God.
所以内在很贫穷。
So they were very poor within.
他找不到解决问题的方法。
They could not find the solution to life.
所以这段圣经告诉我们。
So this passage tells us.
虽然你是贫穷，但是你却是富足。
Even though you are in poverty, but you are rich.
所以我们可以经常经历到这个主的恩典。
So we can always experience the grace of God.
接下来谈到了魔鬼的工作。
And then later on, it's talking about the work of Satan.
可以了解我们的主是得胜的主。
And we can understand that our Lord is a Lord of victory.
这里谈到在教会里面有一些犹太人啊。
So it says that there are some Jews in church.
说毁谤的话。
They are blasphemer.
主耶稣认定他们根本不是真的属灵的犹太人。
And so the Lord Jesus said they are not really Jews.
他们是撒旦议会的人。
But are the synagogue of Satan.
从保罗在宣道的时候。
So when Paul was preaching,
犹太人到处就阻挡他。
A lot of Jews was trying to oppose him.
他们认为保罗传异端了。
Because they thought that he is preaching heresy.
因为保罗在见证复活的耶稣就是天上的神。
Because Paul testified that the Lord is the Lord that resurrected.
这是他们绝对受不了的事情。
That is something that they could not understand.
他们不了解。
And because they
保罗还说
do not comprehend.
信耶稣不必受割礼了。
And that Paul said that when you believe in Jesus, you do not need to be circumcised.
更引起他们更大的反弹。
That even made them angry.
所以百般的攻击。
So they would always oppose him.
批评论断。
And judge him.
甚至把基督徒抓去关监牢。
And also they would always imprison all the Christians.
我们今天在教会里面啊。
So in church today,
我们要注意到这一点。
We need to look at this.
有些人道理不懂。
Some people do not understand the teaching.
主耶稣说，你要爱主胜过于爱你的家人啊。
And when the Lord Jesus says you need to love the Lord more than your family,
有人说耶稣怎么那么自私啊？
Then they would say, how come Jesus is so selfish?
叫信的人说要爱他胜过于爱家人。
That how come you need us to love you more than we love our family?
所以他们就说教会拆散家庭了。
So they would say the church is trying to make a family broken down.
他们不懂这个道理。
Because they do not understand the teaching.
你真的爱主的话。
Because if you truly love God,
家庭一定是蒙福的嘛。
The family will be blessed.
那么还有一些呢，我们看到教会里面呢，灵性软弱的。
Also, when we see those members who are weak in faith,
他有一个特点，会批评论断。
They would try to judge and complain of the church.
那我们懂得道理的人啊,
and we who know the teachings,
我们要分辨,
we need to discern.
哎呀, 这些人批评论断是出于魔鬼的工作。
And these judgmental thing is out of Satan.
因为雅各书第四章就这么说。
Because in James chapter 4 it says,
我们看雅各书的第三章啊。
Chapter 3 of James,
雅各书第三章
chapter 3,
啊, 第十四节,
verse 14,
你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争, 就不要自夸, 也不要说谎, 抵挡真道, 15节,
15,
这样的智慧不是从上头来的, 乃是属地的, 属情欲的, 使鬼魔的, 16节,
16,
在什么地方有嫉妒纷争, 就在那个地方有扰乱各样的坏事, 这个都讲得很清楚啊,
so here is very clear.
会有扰乱各样的坏事,
those who are making confusion.
这从哪里来呢?
Where is it coming from?
我们这个是属魔鬼的,
these are demonic.
所以我们要有这样的一个认识,
so we need to discern.
才不会被魔鬼利用,
so that we will not be leaving foothold for him.
有位长老娘啊,
there is a wife of an elder.
被误会了,
she was being misunderstood.
有一个信徒说, 你的孩子欺负我的孩子,
and a member said, your children is taking advantage of mine.
那长老娘了解又说, 不是啊, 根本不是这回事啊,
but it was not the case.
这再怎么解释, 对方不接受,
but however she explained it, the other side would not accept.
那你怎么办?
So what can you do?
只有祷告了,
she can only pray.
就在祷告的当中,
so after the prayer,
主耶稣安慰他,
so the Lord comforted her.
他听了主耶稣跟他讲啊,
she heard the Lord Jesus saying to her,
我知道,
I know.
就这样子而已啊,
that's it.
她心就开了,
so her heart was open.
主耶稣已经跟他讲, 我知道了,
so the Lord told her, I know.
意思说主耶稣会帮他解决问题,
that means the Lord will take care of the matter.
果然不错,
so indeed,
有一天那个 信徒来跟他道歉,
one day the other member came to apologize,
哎呀, 对不起,
to her,
对不起,
and saying, sorry,
啊, 我误会你了,
I misunderstood.
啊, 所以有时候我们受到委屈的时候,
so sometimes when we are being wrong,
哎, 这是魔鬼诡计嘛,
this is the trickery of Satan.
借着祷告,
so through prayers,
可以化解这个难题,
it can solve the problem.
第十节呢,
verse 10,
这里说你将所受的苦, 你不用怕, 魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监牢里, 叫你们被试炼, 你们必受患难十天, 你务要至始忠心, 我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。 这个地方告诉我们,
here it tells us,
啊, 说你将要受的苦不用怕,
and do not fear of any of those things that you are about to suffer.
因为主耶稣说过,
because Lord Jesus said before,
杀你身体, 不能杀你灵魂的, 你不要怕。
Those who can only kill your body and not your soul, do not be afraid.
这个原则我们懂的话,
so from this principle, if we understand, then we will not fear.
魔鬼有时候, 利用这种比较恐怖的手段,
and sometimes Satan will use a very cruel scheme,
让一些信徒被关在监牢,
and make people being imprisoned.
但是很奇妙, 中文把后面把它翻译说, 这件事情是他们被试炼的, 这些信徒被试炼。
But it also means that they are being tested.
啊, 试炼就是说造就他们信心了。
That means to say their faith will be built up.
我们大陆啊, 就是, 在东北那个地方,
in mainland China, northeast,
啊, 有一个负责人啊, 就被抓去关监。
There was a council member being in prison.
因为被发现说, 在教会里面竟然有 台湾的出版的刊物啊,
because they found there were some publication from Taiwan in their church.
哦, 就这样被关了,
then this council member were being imprisoned.
哎, 但是这个负责人, 这个姐妹呢, 不害怕,
but this sister was not afraid.
她真的学保罗啊, 在监牢又唱诗又祷告,
so she just emulate Paul that she would sing and pray in prison.
她在跟我做见证的时候,
when she was testifying to me,
她还跟我讲, 她在监牢常常唱一首诗,
and in prison she would always sing one hymn,
就是184首,
184,
奔跑天路,
to walk on the path to heaven.
那么只有三节诗歌了,
there's only three verses.
她不用看赞美诗,
she would not even have to look at the hymn book, and she can memorize them.
那一首诗真的很激励她,
and this hymn really truly encouraged her.
结果后来被释放了,
and she was being released.
释放的时候,
after the release,
她跟我讲, 有五个一起跟她关监牢的外邦人啊,
And there were also five other people who are Gentiles were imprisoned together with her.
竟然出监跟他一起来信主啊。
And they actually came out and then came to believe with her.
所以有时候患难反而让我们看到神的荣耀。
So from this tribulation, we can see the glory of God.
看到神的作为的彰显。
This is the manifestation of God's power.
所以这里告诉我们，你们受患难十天，你这不要怕。
So here it says that even though you are about to be tested in tribulation 10 days, do not fear.
这个四天代表说你的受操练是有一定的时期。
So this 10 days of tribulation just means there is a period of time you'll be tested.
这个功课操练好了，神就释放我们了。
And after the end of the test, then God will release us.
后面又说你要至始忠心啊。
And then it says, be faithful until death.
我就赐给你了生命的冠冕。
And I will give you the crown of life.
当时的基督徒为什么会至始忠心？
So at the time, why would the Christians be faithful until death?
我们看启示录的第十二章。
Let's also read Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章的十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 11.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血，还有自己所见证的道。他们虽然至于死，也不爱惜生性命。这里告诉我们，为什么这些信徒会不爱惜性命，至死忠心呢？
So here it says, why did the members not love their lives but to the death?
因为羔羊的血了。
Because of the blood of the lamb.
这什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
有时候魔鬼控告我们了。
Sometimes the Satan will accuse us.
你这个人脾气那么坏，怎么会得救呢？
And he will say, "Oh, you have such hot temper. How can you be saved?"
但是我们知道。
But we know.
只要魔鬼控告的是事实的，我们要懂得悔改。
If what Satan said is true, then we need to repent.
我们也相信耶稣的宝血会赦免我们。
And we believe that the blood of the Lamb will wash it away. So we should not let the accusation of the Satan be true. It also says that their testimony. What is the word of the testimony? We have mentioned before. The Lord is the Lord of life. He is the Lord of grace.
耶稣是得胜的主。
He is the Lord of victory.
假如我们了解这些道理,
if we understand these teachings,
当然就会至始忠心。
Then we will be faithful to death.
那至始忠心的人, 结果怎么样呢?
So those who are faithful unto death,
请看第十节的最后,
let's read the end of verse 10.
第十节,
verse 10.
就是我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
I will give you the crown of life.
这个冠冕这个字眼呢, 是得胜的意, 得胜的人所戴的冠冕。
So this crown is only being worn by those who are victorious.
所以至始忠心的人就是一个得胜的人。
So those who are faithful unto death, they are the victorious people.
他会领受这个生命的冠冕。
And they will receive this crown of life.
在第十一节特别讲到,
in verse 11 especially says,
得胜的有什么好处?
What is the benefits of being victorious?
就是不受第二次死的害。
That they will not be hurt by the second death.
第二次死的害是什么呢?
What does second death mean?
被丢在地狱里头。
Those who are being thrown into the hell, and then they will experience the forever condemnation.
第一次的死就是我们肉体的死嘛。
The first death is our physical death.
但是我们得救的人啊,
but those who are being saved,
就没有第二次死的害。
They will not go through second death.
有一个慕道者,
there's a truth seeker.
30岁了。
When he's 30 years old,
我看到他的时候,
when I saw him,
啊, 嘴唇花黑啊,
he has his lips is all black.
哦, 那他的姑妈, 啊, 带他来信主。
He has an auntie who brought him to church.
他动不动就晕倒了。
And he would 是男的,
就是常常会,
男的吗?
啊, 女的。
She would faint easily.
后来他道理听懂了。
So after she understood the truth,
跟他爸爸讲,
she told her his father.
爸爸，我刚刚晕倒的时候。
So when I fainted just now.
我已经感受到我可能生命快结束了。
So I felt that my life is about to end.
但是我请，她请求她的爸爸。
But she asked her father.
她说我病了三十年了。
I have already been sick for 30 years.
虽然很痛苦啊。
Even though I suffer so much.
这个是短暂的。
But this is very short term.
假如我将来死了以后。
But if I die later.
我不能得救的话。
If I cannot be saved.
那我真的是很冤枉。
Then that is terrible.
他是邀请爸爸说让他受洗啊。
So the father allowed her to go to be baptized. 哎，
真的神也显出神迹来了。
And then God also have shown a miracle.
所以他的爸爸就了解了。
And the father understood.
啊，这个灵魂得救非常重要。
That the that when the soul was being saved is very important.
后来他爸爸他也信主了。
Even later on, the father believed.
所以从这里让我们明白了。
So from here we understand.
我们今天要把握机会。
We need to grasp hold of the opportunity.
才能够不经历第二次的死。
So that we would not go through the second death.
啊，所以从我们今天所了解的。
So today, what we can understand.
我们要有永不改变的信心。
We need to have an never-changing faith.
要明白主，我们的主是生命的主。
And we need to understand that our Lord is the Lord of life.
是恩典的主。
Lord of grace.
是得胜的主。
The Lord of victory.
虽然我们不知道明天要发生什么事情。
Even though we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
不管是顺境逆境。
Whatever whether it's adverse or prosperity.
我们都相信主的手一定牵着我们走。
But the Lord will hold on to our hands.
我们就毫无惧怕。
Then we will have no fear.
我们来唱诗。
Let's all sing him.
378首。
378。